Good evening, everybody. This is Kyle Worsham, and I'm standing outside under the stars, so I guess it's getting that time. Triggering transparency right now. Today's talk, I'm just going to wing it. See where things go. I got a lot on my mind. A lot going on these past few days. A lot of downloads, a lot of insights. And I'm going to let you guys in on a little bit of something here. Now, for those who don't know, I broadcast my voice, my knowledge based on my pre-birth memory and where that took me, what validated that for me. You can find that in another episode. And from here, we're going to talk about some other things. Where this is all going. I notice a lot of synchronicities in life. Now, like I say, for those of you who don't know, in this pre-birth existence, we are manifestial beings. And we carry that with us. That is but our soul. We are manifestial beings by nature. And if you notice throughout pulp culture, throughout the mainstream media, even like going way far back into like classic literature, there's an underlying theme here. And if you look closely at it for the right set of eyes, it's there to see. I've talked a little bit about some of these before on other platforms, but here we go. A few years before the Titanic sunk, there was a book about a ship called the Titan. Okay, now this is completely unrelated, even though it's so similar and so much in common with the Titanic. Hit an iceberg in the book, so on and so forth. Okay, and so many years later, the Titanic happens, right? And it sinks. Now, there are a lot of these occurrences where something happens in pop culture and the mainstream media, and then it manifests out in real life, even up to present day Donald Trump stuff. You know, I just saw something about the Simpsons and Donald Trump being president on that before even in actuality in real life. Now, one of the mannerisms he had given on the cartoon television show, he had actually given in real life. Like, it had played itself out. There was another instance where the movie Psycho had played itself out in real life, though it was manifested some odd years earlier, you know, where it manifested into existence way later, however you want to look at it. It did. With a murder, a famous murder. Now, we looked through a lot of these instances, the Edgar Allan Poe story. I never get titles right, guys. So if you guys ever want to do your research, just go on from there or check out my YouTube videos. Now, Edgar Allan Poe had written this story about four people who got shipwrecked. Now, and they were starving on this island, right? They're abandoned. They're marooned on an island. And they find a tortoise, but it isn't enough to sustain them all. So what they end up doing is drawing straws. And the person who gets the shortest straw must sacrifice themselves. For the greater good of the group, it's sick, but yeah, cannibalism, right? The person who drew the straw had a specific name. Like I said, I'm bad with names, so don't even get me on that part. Keith something, Kenneth. It was Kenneth. It was Kenneth something. Now, 40 years later, give or take, in real life, this actually happened. Four sailors get shipwrecked. Instead of drawing straws, but yes, they find the tortoise first. It's not enough to sustain them, but instead of drawing straws, one falls into a coma. And in this coma, the other people eat him. His name, first and last name, even though it escapes me, was the same as the Edgar Allan Poe story. Now, what I'm saying is these things play out in life. Whenever I was in my pre-birth state and I was trying to recant my past and hold on to it, and I was in a panic and repeating everything, okay? If you haven't heard the story, go back to it. I wasn't just saying things. I was looking at something. I was manifesting pieces of time as I now know it. And I think it's possible for those to jump into these pieces of time. And this may be why we see ghosts here. Actually, I know wholeheartedly it is why we see ghosts here. Because whether we are aware or not, we are manifestual beings by nature. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. And I'll say it for the whole world to hear me. This is a process. Why we are here on this planet, the whole deal, is a process of consciousness becoming conscious of itself. That little orb becoming conscious that it's an orb. That is nirvana. Realizing that that is you. And rather than living in that spiritual space, living in that spiritual moment, way, way, way up, you know, however you want to do it. Some people even get tired of it here where they want to kill themselves. I went through that too. Rather than doing that, bring that light down here. Bring that place here. That is heaven on earth. That is it's all in perception. If you can change your perception, you can change your reality. If you can change your reality, you can change your experience here. Thus resonating, having a rippling effect going out through all other, through time and space, through all other experiences, period. Actually, it's a series of periods with a comma in front of it because it's fucking infinity, man. This is Triggering Transparency, One Love. Kyle Worsham, signing out.